Okay. I'm talking to Dave Frew. He's an ex-member, actually, used to play with Jerry Fish. Hello, Dave, how are you?
Hey, Dino, how are you?
Okay, tell me about your involvement with the Fizz Fest.
Well, Fizz Fest, because as a Fizzborough local now, I'm back here, well, living in Fizzborough 22 years, and sort of being, well, I suppose I'm a native at this stage, but I was asked to, when the Fizzborough Festival started 2 years ago, I was asked would I come on board, really, either to do a, I was going to do a demonstration of music technology, which I work with now, mm-hmm. or get involved in the music side of it. And so I did that, and now we're in our second year. I help out with the music events with their team. There's a broad amount of people who help out with the music events for Fizz Fest, so that's my involvement, really. Yeah.
Well, the reason I'm smiling is because I know you're a guitar player, and play a bit myself, and I'm just thinking that when you're much, much younger, it was the only reason you were asked to a party, but now as you got older, it's just to do musical festivals and organise music.
Yeah, well, that's one of the bonuses of it, yeah, still to get asked, because I don't get asked to the parties anymore. So I get involved in the festivals, yeah, put myself out.
Okay, in this particular festival, were you involved in the last year, the first one?
I was involved in the first one, yeah. I was running an event for youngsters doing music technology, and I was also involved in playing. I play with a band who we do a lot, Clash Jam Wallet. We do a lot of music from the sort of 70s punk era, so it'd be stuff from the Clash, Jam, Injury, the Blockheads. So I literally did that, and we actually opened the Fizzborough Fest last year down in the Windmill, and which was actually a great night, all in all. So that was the start of it, and then what I really enjoyed working in the festival, because I did things like stewards and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed the whole community aspect of it. I thought, you know, really, it'd be great to do this again.
I was going to say you had no hesitation when you were asked this year.
Not really, no, not at all. Because as I said, it was such a really, it was a success. I mean, it was effectively it was a free festival. And community based, and in an area which I know is quite transient. I mean, we've got an elderly population, but we've also got a transient population, and so you can sort of feel a little bit of a disconnect. But in a way, it was a real true community event, and people got together and did it, and people seemed to really like it. So we thought, what, you know, let's do it this year.
It's quite multicultural as well.
I think it has to be, given the area. I mean, if you know, if people know the Fizzborough area, it always has been. Well, it's definitely in the last 15 years, mm-hmm. it's quite a lot different from different backgrounds and different races and creeds.
So, when you were asked to do it the second time, did you sort of form an idea in your head of what you were going to do, and what did you do?
Well, I was trying to think what I could be good at doing. So I thought, you know, I have a involvement in the music business as such. I have with playing in bands, and plus I've gone back to college and that type of stuff, and I thought, yeah, okay, let's see if I can maybe steer it towards putting on different types of artists as such, and also that really was the involvement for myself. So again, joining with a team of people, because there's other people higher up than me that are, you know, involved in it as well, and do more work than me. I'm like one of these, you know, these glamour people go in and go, yeah, I could do that. Really, there's definitely, I'll use Stan Errett.
You put yourself out and then you know you have to do it.
He would be, yeah, exactly, yeah. I'd gladly do it, you know, I've just got to be asked.
And you have to go and look for the artists yourselves.
Well, yeah, well, try to keep it local, because because I know we're using Jerry Fish. Jerry said he'd do it. Jerry Ash used to live down in near Moby Road, and so you could say he was a local for a while, you know. So I thought it'd be nice to get him involved. So he's very familiar with the area, and of course we're familiar with some of the bands from the time, because there's quite a rich history of artists and bands living in this area. Gavin Friday, we've got I think where was it? There was a few bands, the Urges from Cabra. Various other bands, you know, around the area that lived here, you know. So,
and they stayed in the area, not like Bono.
Well, no, Gavin's not even here anymore. Do you know what I mean? But like,
no, okay,
but you know, as I said, it has that rich history. So it was good to see. And plus, I mean, I'm of an age now. The younger people tell me there's other bands that lived here, you know, and they know of them. Mm-hmm. So we try to keep it more inclusive. So that's what we've done.
Can I ask you now about the teaching that you do? Because you're over near where we're based in Coolock. You're on the Malahide Road. What do you do there?
Well, I teach a media class for transition years now in Mount Temple Comprehensive, which is just starting this year. And I find that great, because I'm teaching a combination of media studies, music technology, media technologies, that type of stuff. And that's just, as I said, it's just in it's starting off, and I'm really enjoying that now and getting sort of my teeth stuck into that, you know. So.
As a teacher now of something like that, something I always bring into the equation a little bit is the what's in the kid's head, like when they come into something of media and this sort of 15 minutes of fame sort of thing. Do you have to sort of knock that out of them to an extent? Not to, but you know the way that you approach things, and you want to be instant fame.
Yeah, well, there is that instant. Yeah, I suppose there is that. But really, I suppose as a person who's involved in the music business, I can give them certain experiences of what goes on, and
the reality of it, really.
Yeah, but the reality is, I mean, they're really they see that and want that. But I can maybe show a sort of the pitfalls of that, you know, and maybe look at the sort of responsibilities and the rights, you know, of that. Do you mean? Mm-hmm. And with that, you do have responsibilities, and with those experiences, how to deal with them. Do you mean? So it's really something you can pass on that way. So it's a broad area. But I mean, these students now, their access to media is so instant. I mean, with the social network and sites and all that, everything's, you know, they'll teach me. You know what I mean? But I think I more go into the social aspect of it, you know, the sort of the responsibilities of it, you know, the responsibilities, I should say. Okay.
And finally, what would you recommend over the weekend? Is that something that you could pick out that you'd recommend to people? I know it's all great. I mean, Phibsborough, without the festival, it's always buzzing.
Yeah.
It's 10 times, 100 times more than that now. Anything particularly you'd recommend?
I think I really enjoy the crafts aspect of the festival, where you're showing some really, really good craft work and handiwork. I would urge people to go and see that. Music-wise, yeah, as I said, Jerry Fish is on. There's some great leader singing from Julie Shanley, and I forget the other person's name, so I apologise for that. So it covers a broad range. If you like your psycho, psychedelic rock, they've got the Urges, who do that broad 60s thing, which is fantastic, you know, so come and see that. And then obviously we've got Redmond O'Toole, fantastic classical guitarist.
Where's Jerry playing?
Jerry's playing in Doyle's on Thursday the 8th.
And David, congratulations on your second year, and I'm sure you're going to be here. You're addicted now, I think.
I hope so. I mean, it's something that really the area badly needed, and hopefully people get involved, and from that it will just get bigger, you know, and better. But it's like everything's, because it's such an early stage, it's got a certain vibrancy that has, you know. It's a bit like a young baby, do you know what I mean? So you're just trying to get it to...
You can feel it walking around, there's no doubt about it.
Well, hopefully, yeah, just to get it going would be great.
Okay, Dave, thanks very much.
Thank you, Noel. Thank you.